Dick Dale bringing it in. Hey, everybody, we're a little late tonight. Falling dominoes. And we apologize for that. But there's too much to talk about to not talk about stuff. It's Monday, November 30th. My man, Willie Red Pill. Right? What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up?
You know, some crazy stuff going out there. I was just looking at a picture that I have on my wallpaper of my phone of this painting. This beautiful painting by this Austrian painter. You might have heard of him. Adolf Hitler. You heard it? Yeah. You might have heard of him.
Which
it's
painting
a beautiful
is it?
Painting. I mean, he was a really, really good artist.
Yes, he was.
Man.
And
they told us
I'm
that
staring
he,
at
reason...
one right now, too.
What's that?
Got it right. I'm staring at one right now, too. I don't know what it's
yeah.
called, but it's the
I
courtyard.
I would love to have a real one.
It's the street with the, like, buggy and the
yeah.
horse. The horse
snow
buggy.
And all that? Yeah, that's the one.
No.
What's going on? Yep.
There's no snow. There's just buildings
oh,
in, like, downtown.
Oh.
Some downtown German town.
Right.
And,
oh, okay.
Like a palace.
I got a winter scene
and then.
Look at that. I bet his art goes
okay.
for big money. Right? Anybody know? Hey, if anybody wants to call in and tell us how much money Hitler art goes for. Right? Yeah, that'd be cool. 855-492 what is it? 0649. Right?
Yep.
Alright. 492-0649. 855-492-0649. Tell us how much your Hitler art's worth. If you got a piece by him, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Right? I'd love that.
Michael King sells prints. You can get
oh,
prints
that'd be
from
cool.
Him.
Yeah,
like
I think my wife let me put that
they're,
up because she likes his work. She's an artist,
yeah.
and she thought it was really good.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're a little
yeah.
pixelated, but they're still
oh,
fine.
Right.
Just cool. do it. $35.
Yeah.
Put them in a $15
frame. Well,
I
have some real NSDAP memorabilia. We display it in our bedroom. I've got a so-called swastika flag. I've got
you know, do.
Yeah, I've got a real one from the 30s or whenever it was. It was probably a GI bring back, but I bought it from a real collector. I've also got a patch, like an armband. I've got the Hakenkreuz from in that. I've got
mm-hmm.
stamps. I got coins. I've got, what else? I got knives. I got two knives. I got an SS knife. It's a little one. It's a pocket knife, but it's really cool. It's an SS one. Somebody's personal pocket knife they carry. And the other one has got just the eagle on it. Like the, and then I've also got two NSDAP party pins, one for me, one for my wife. Yeah, yeah, and I got some other, you know, knickknacks, odds and ends, just stuff I've collected over the last, few years. It's the banner is pretty much the big thing though. It's the section of a banner. It's beautiful. It's so well made, on both sides.
Mm.
It's really cool. Mm. I mean, you could tell it's old. If the material's really old, and you got to be careful with it. I don't
yeah.
display it, you know, because of that. I want to keep it in good shape. I display it on his birthday and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America's pretty much been dead since we defeated Germany. We defeated,
yeah, right?
We not only defeated ourselves in Germany, but we destroyed our own country. We destroyed
well,
our
we're trying
future.
To get some
we
of it back right
humanity.
Now. And you know what? I'm so proud of our military. They've all I've ever said is they Yeah, they made the world safe for communism, which is what you're saying right now. That's all they did. By taking out Germany, they made the world safe for communism. They made the world safe for what we're going through right now. And now we're finally have this is the final test of our republic right now. Like, is this is it? If Biden pulls this steel off, our republic's gone. It's done. And General Flynn, we watched the General Flynn interview the other night, and that's exactly what he said. And I've been saying that even right along. Our republic is
That's
done.
not
It'll
smart
be time
putting
to take
back on the
arms.
line,
It'll be time
Dean.
to pick your hill, right? It'll be time. People won't. We're not going to stand for this. The patriots aren't going to stand for this. I got cop friends of mine. I was talking to my friend who's a cop, and he right here, local cop where I live, and he told me, no, there's no way that, yeah, he would be on the people's side, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. They all are now, pretty much. All the police. The
And that's
police. It took us a while to realize we all need to be on the same side, and they gotta quit harassing, pot smokers and stuff. And
of
which
people not wearing
I
masks.
think it's getting better. I don't think they are really doing that stuff as much anymore.
Yeah, no,
Not around here anyway.
a lot of police will definitely not be on board, and it's good to get consolidate and
I'd say most
get to
of
know
them.
your local
I think
sheriff.
the military is fiercely loyal to Trump too. And that's why this is going on. I don't know how much you believe folks believe in Q or not, but some of it's starting to see like it could be real to me. And the whole idea is that right after John F. Kennedy was murdered, a bunch of generals got together and started formulating a plan. And this is the plan. Now, this is like the culmination of it. This is we're at that time where it really has to get executed. And that's from what I understand. For if you believe it's real, if you believe Q is real, and I'm really starting to, just because things are lining up.
Yeah. I'm hopeful too.
I think they do have
I've had a
they
change
have
of
had a
heart a
plan. I
bit.
think this.
Yeah.
What's that?
I've also had a bit of a change of heart. I was, I guess it was after the 2018 election when we kind of started to go Q is a psyop, right? And kind of just have stuck with that for a while and not really been like,
Yeah, I didn't believe it
no,
either.
I'm not going to trust the plan. I'm going to be the
Right.
plan.
Yeah, I
Because
didn't
that's,
believe it either.
I'm not going to sit back and trust the
Because that was
plan.
lame.
That's not what it's
The
about.
plan is gay.
Yeah,
It's a
that's
gay
going
plan. We don't like
to
it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But
No, all right.
I don't think
I
that
agree.
was really the message necessarily. I think there were, I did see a Q video where it did say to be the plan. So when every American stands up and does their duty, which it
Well,
is your
so far
duty
everything
as
that
an
they're talking
American
about
to
isn't
resist this,
happening.
it's happening.
We
And
have
if
to
you don't,
believe.
then you're a
I watched
traitor.
this. Yeah, right. I watched a speech from Trump in 2016. I think it was right after he won, right around, and he said the system is rigged. The elections are rigged. He said it then. They were kind of given. I guess probably given more. They've known this for a long time. They had to be ready. They also had to let them do it. You got to let them do it. You can't take them down unless they do it.
You've
So,
been listening to the
instead of
Expose
preventing
Q
it,
report, haven't you?
oh no, totally.
Me too.
X-22 is good. Brad Barton is really good. You should check him out. I think that's his last name. Both these
Okay.
guys are I think they're fantastic. But that stuff makes sense to me. That you have to let them do it. You can't start going. Now we're going to see. We're all going to be proven real quick whether we're on to something or not. It's not. It doesn't have much longer for this plan to be in fruition. I don't think we have that much
Yes.
longer to wait, right? There's a Q
Yep.
clock, I think,
Yep.
going on, and like December is where something happens. I don't have the exact facts on that, what they were talking about. And I don't follow the Q stuff, and I know you don't either, Willie. We're just kind of looking at it, and we're like, okay, some of this kind of makes a lot of sense now. There might be this plan that they've had for a long time to take the deep state out, and that's been since 1963 when they took out, John John's dad. And John John might have gone underground. He might be part of that. He could be Q himself. And there's that guy
That
where
would be awesome.
Possible. Well, yeah, I've seen that Vince guy that hangs out with Trump all the time, and he was at the rally. They lined his face up with him, and it's like amazing. And then they did this video I saw, and then they showed the girl that's always there too, that Caroline, that was his girlfriend, right? Who was supposedly lost in the plane crash too, was and she's always there too around Trump. So they're kind of hiding them in plain sight, and it's a real big FU to the deep state, really, because a lot of them will probably know it, but they can't say anything.
That's true. They
Yeah,
can't say
I can't say
anything.
anything, or they'll be called. The only way that'll ever come out is if, Trump gets this other term, and he finally they find they just come out and tell people what happened. This was how we got him.
Yeah,
I
I
think
think
it's
he is going to
possible. I
get
think it's
it.
really possible that the John is still alive and is avenging his father's death, and that they're all going after the deep state that took his father out and are still in charge today. I think that it's quite
I
possible that
really
that's
hope so,
part of
man,
this
because our
plan.
lives depend on it. We
It
won't live
really does. It really does. This is it.
if it's not. If Joe
This is
Biden
it,
becomes
right, brother?
president,
This is it. I
we
mean, this
kiss
is
our
the
asses
thing.
goodbye.
We got to pick our hill, Where are you going to make your stand? What's up? What's it going to be over? Is it going to be over the forced vaccinations, which there's not going to be. They're not going to force them unless it's a Biden thing. Biden might. But they're already pushing civil war. If there's a Biden, I mean, they're pushing civil war already. People are ready. They know that the election was stolen from us and that we vastly outnumber them. That there's way more Trump supporters than there is anything else in this country, period. It's not that Antifa has a lot of people. They're just
Money.
loud and violent and money, right? They're financed and they're loud and they're very violent, and so they make so much noise that you think it's a big thing. But we were at the rally, I saw them here and there. It couldn't have been more than just a few hundred that were scattered around through the crowd. And in a crowd of 1.5 million something people, that's nothing.
That's
They are
awesome that
nothing.
you went to that.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, I love that we were at the Stop the Steal rally and how enormous it is. It just made it to realize that Trump is this is a special guy. This is a guy who really does care about us. He didn't have to do this job. He does cares about us. He's the only president that probably has since Kennedy was trying to fight these same people, but he didn't do it right.
You know,
He didn't do it right.
he
And
changed me. I
what's
won't say he, well, Trump's presidency changed me drastically as a person. It
Yeah,
made me
he's
realize, it gave me a new purpose in my
it's all
life. It
Christians too that are on his side. This is a spiritual
woke me
war.
up, and then I the new purpose in life was.
Spiritual cyber war, don't you think? The spiritual cyber war. It's more than any of that than anything else. It's both of those things, and it's definitely a spiritual between Christians and the Judaic-led New World Order. As always, it's always been the same old battle: communism versus
All of
nationalism.
humanity
All the same thing. It's always
against
the same
these
stuff. We need to start winning,
parasites.
though. Right.
Well, all we have to
Right.
do to start winning is just to be just as diligent as they are, because
We
they've
should
been
learn from them.
extremely diligent about,
We
destroying
gotta learn
us
from them
for the
that
last
they're
100
fiercely
years,
loyal
and
to each
we've just
other,
been doing nothing.
right? Exactly. They're
Yeah, we've
fiercely
been
loyal
doing
to each
nothing.
other. They're the most organized people on earth.
And
Um,
fiercely
we we should
hateful towards us.
absolutely learn.
Yeah, I mean, they hate us with the kind of vitriol that we can't even comprehend. It's
Marxism.
so vile and so evil that
Vile.
it's hard to even describe.
Really
But
is.
it's all written
And
there
they're so clever
in
about that
their
hate.
quote unquote religious doctrine that they have. It's not a religion, though. It's an ideology.
There you go. That's
The
more what it is,
synagogue of
really, right?
Satan.
Yeah, it's not just a
Yeah.
religion. You couldn't really call it a religion. But that's where they direct the conversation always. If you start criticizing them at all, it's, oh no, now it's about religion. No, yeah, that's fine. It was fine. You can say anything you want about Christianity, Islam. You can badmouth them all day, talk the worst, awful stuff about them. But as soon as the concept of Judaism comes out, oh no, that's, you can't talk about religion.
And everybody's hardwired. All these even conservatards are just completely hardwired to, you know, come in
I
defense
think
of them.
That
like
they
have
lost
Stockholm
Israel lost a lot
syndrome.
Of support by some of those when Netanyahu turned his back on Trump during this. I think a lot of that might have shook some. Go wait, you know, they're why Israel
they come
not
out
too,
of their
not our friend.
They come out of their Stockholm syndrome stupor.
Right. Well, that's the thing. All these things are being sunlighting.
Too.
All these vampires now. All these everybody's being shown for what they are, and that's what you have. People have to see it because they're not going to believe anything. And still, there's people that aren't going to believe it no matter what. There's going to be plenty of those, no matter what evidence they're shown. It's not going to matter. But we don't need everybody.
Right. I'm looking up something.
Not most of them. We need most people. We need a lot of people.
I'm looking up something. I'm not going to say it until I confirm it. So go ahead. I'm looking something up.
I was looking at a text I got. Yeah. Anybody wants to call in 855-492-0649.
Oh yeah, Laura Ingram says Biden will be inaugurated. Laura Ingram.
So
Fox
she's
a,
wasn't
Laura
she?
Ingram.
Oh, she's a rhino then. That's right. Is that right?
Yeah.
She being
Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, this is showing who everybody is. All this stuff—that's exactly what it's doing. It's sunlighting all these.
Fox News host, this is on Daily Mail. Fox News host Laura Ingram says Donald Trump should accept the unfavorable outcome of the election with grace and composure, as Rupert Murdoch's outlet shifts tone to prepare for presidential defeat. So Laura Ingram could go pound sand.
Yeah, well,
sell out. And what
they were never
Tucker
on Trump's side.
Do?
Any of these people, they were never on our side. They were always working against them. That now this is what this has done finally is it's drawn definitive lines in the sand, and they have to declare sides. We're in the middle of a civil war, really.
Right.
You have to declare your side.
Tucker
now,
Carlson outlines.
He's another one.
Oh, Tucker Carlson says not enough fraud to change election results. We should be honest.
What a moron.
Okay, Tucker
Carlson. How could he not be
permanently?
There's evidence everywhere. It's so
anything,
much.
I will
they
never
so
listen
on.
To Tucker Carlson again. Because in this moment when he made that choice.
You can't cuck the
tuck. Tucker is now.
You can't cuck the tuck.
Yeah, well, he cucked himself.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
enough. Fraud to change the election.
There's
results.
So much. It's never been more. It was the biggest landslide. They had to do the biggest fraud in history. It was the biggest landslide in history. So therefore, it required the biggest fraud in history.
Yes,
so
it did. When we had fraud
so
happen.
They're going to be sloppy. They were desperate. They had to throw everything they had at it. They're going to be sloppy. And we've had the same amount of time to get ready for it. And this is the way to take this Dominion system down and to get a voter ID and to get a national system for voting. Every state has a different system. That's retarded. That's three words, retarded. Oh, my God. Oh, how can anybody think that's acceptable, that every state has its own way of doing it? Wow. Yeah. What don't you need an ID for except voting? You need an ID for everything except voting.
Yeah.
You need an ID for everything. Anything you want to do, you got to have ID. Not voting, though.
Aside from the fraud, we already knew that the mail-in voting was
that's another thing.
A
they promoted the mail-in.
They were already
they
saying
the
you
COVID
don't need an ID
that.
To vote. Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
even with that.
Okay, so now they have to expose it all. And right now it seems the darkest before. It seems pretty dark for Patriots right now. We're all really scared. We're all really
I'm
a little bit. I'm very hopeful, but I'm very hopeful. I still
am,
but I mean, it seems on the surface, it looks on because everything's saying Biden, President-elect Biden, because you're hearing that all the time on the Jew media.
Right.
You hear it constantly.
Are you afraid to die, Greg?
No, not at all.
I'm not either.
No, I'm ready for like any if this is a final stand thing, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
What better thing to fight for
better
liberty
way to die
and for freedom of speech and our republic? What higher thing is there to fight for than our republic? There's nothing.
Nothing.
This is it.
Liberty or death.
Yeah, this is it. I'm telling you, if they pull off this fraud, this massive steal, this everything that we know it is, if goodbye, God, oh my God, that's the most horrible, because our republic's done, and I got to figure out what militia I'm joining right now. That's what everybody needs to do. Join up militia, and then, because the militia is going to take action then. They'll take action. They'll have to. This is it. If it's time to hide your guns and all that, it's time to use them. Right? If he has gun squads coming after your guns, right? Think of that. That's what he's trying to do. If they're going to make a whole thing with gun squad coming. If it's at that point, it's on.
I won't allow that to happen. Yeah.
No one. How many people are going to lie? No, that's the thing. These are the things they want to do.
Right.
And that's what it's going to cause is civil war. People, we have more guns and ammunition than anyone else. The civilians do.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to think that.
Yeah,
that's
it's just they're going. These
possible
squads would be suicide squads. Yes, they would, man, because people would just be lighting up. I hope so. I hope they would.
Well, I remember watching.
I hope we're not that far gone yet. What's that?
Early 2019, I remember seeing a commercial for the Army, and the Army was in what looked like the American heartland, and it was a bunch of SJW people in the Army. Like, it's like a chick, and then like black guy, and then like a Israeli guy commanding the artillery. He's like, okay, fire the artillery. And they're firing artillery off into what looks like, you know, like the Appalachians or something. So, you know, getting people psychologically prepared to take out nationalists. But I don't, you know, the 2016 election.
The thing is, the military's
indicator.
On our side. It doesn't matter now.
Well, they were
in
2016, but.
They captured the server on their own, and I heard there might have been some bloodshed even to get this server. So the war has started already. They can't go around just killing everybody like they've done in these other coups. It has to be handled by rule of law, or we're not going to win.
Right.
Well, we'd win, but it just wouldn't be right. It's just not the way to do it. And Christians don't go around doing that stuff. So we have to take them out the right way. And that's what's going on. And I really believe that now. That's what's going on. Yeah. And we're going to find out soon enough if I'm just full of baloney. And, I mean, I'm not going to want to have anything to do with a Biden America. I just tell you that right now. I'll be done with the radio shows or anything like that. It's time for whatever. Figure out something. Cause, whatever the Patriots are going to do, I'm with them. And I think that there would be some stuff. So, and I don't think we're going to even have to worry about this stuff because President Trump is going to remain president.
I think so.
Yeah, I do too. So I get to talk a bunch of bravado, like, oh, look at me. I want to join a militia and all this stuff, which is true. I do. I would want to. If that happened, I definitely would want to. But, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to go.
Rather than talk about that.
Where the heck would I go? I'm just saying, I'm on board with whatever. If we're going to take some action against these commies, it's time then. We're going to let what? We're just going to let them have our republic? Okay, you can just have it just because you stole it? You know, no. You can't have it.
Right.
F you.
So Greg.
It's ours.
I don't. Let's talk.
The
let's
people.
Shift gears for a second and talk about.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I'm ranting away about President Trump. God bless President Trump.
God bless President Trump.
Absolutely. We need him so badly now.
I wanted to talk about the hearings. So the only one that's
which
one,
Arizona
on
or Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania one?
So Pennsylvania is the one where they had a 3-hour hearing.
They had Arizona today too.
Now they had Arizona. So I didn't see that, so I need to catch up on that one. Okay, I figure there's gonna be like dominoes falling.
Yeah, well, I mean, just from the stuff they're saying, they've got all this, that, and this, and this, and that. And I mean, it seems pretty overwhelming to me how much evidence they have and how much evidence I keep hearing is coming in and what kind of, I mean, like canceled checks and stuff. They found a money trail, paper trail of people getting paid to do ballot harvesting and stuff like that. I mean, it's just canceled checks. Can you believe it? They paid them in checks.
Paid them in checks. Yeah, my God, yeah. Cash still exists, and they paid them in checks.
That's a smoking gun right there, you know? So if all that's true, and I believe it is, from where I'm getting my information from, and we talked about that, where you've been listening to the same people I have. So,
right.
And I've always prided myself and people like us, buddy, that we do listen to the right people, and that's why we have the right information. Is because we listen to the right folks.
So they had the Arizona hearing. I want to talk about some of the, if there's any other hearings, because it just seems, I haven't heard much about Wisconsin. I haven't heard much about Michigan yet.
Michigan. Oh, well, hey, they filed articles of impeachment on that Michigan, the Michigan commie, Whitmer. Yeah, they filed on her today. I guess it's like, for real, she's being impeached.
Good. Yeah,
That's and I guess DeWine, too. DeWino, I call him DeRino here in Ohio, where I'm at. He's being impeached too. Well, I think they filed on him, but I don't think that's gone as far as the Whitmer one yet has. But the people are firing back against these communist bizatches. Can I say bizatches?
Yeah,
bizatches.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, we're out there educating people about what actually happened under communism
in
1917, 1930.
There you go.
It's hard, man.
It is. They still believe in Nazis. It's crazy how people cannot get that. This what we are fighting is exactly what Hitler was fighting, and they don't. It's like they'll never see that one. It's like almost the impossible one to get to talk to most people about. Their brains just shut down as soon as you say the word Hitler. That's all you got to say, and their brains just automatically they're done. It's closed. It's a closed subject. They don't have any. Yeah, so that's how much indoctrination there's been about him. That's how dangerous his truth is, even today. I mean, it must be so dangerous to know the truth about him. It really is. It's dangerous to them, and they know it. Somebody just beeped. Did somebody just call in? Do we have a caller, or is it somebody just wants to listen? You don't have to
say anything.
I bet
it's John Church. It's John Church. Watch.
Hey, who is that who just rung in on there? Yeah, okay, well, if they don't have to say anything, maybe they're just listening. We don't want to make you don't have
fine.
To say anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And we won't put you on the spot.
Because that is
we
a way, folks, that is a way to listen to the show. You don't even have to call in. I mean, you don't have to say anything. You just call in that number I've been given, 855-492-0649. And then you could talk if you want to. Usually we try to do that. Sometimes we've had some great discussions with people calling in, and a lot of times we book really interesting guests on this show.
We have.
It's kind of my fault that I didn't follow through with our interesting guests this week, and I don't blame him because we had technical problems last week with him, and it was really frustrating. So I'll get him back though. That's really my fault.
And who was your guest?
When booking guests, you know how that goes.
Dr. Alan Zabrowski.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
What was tell us again about him.
Well, he is, hang on for a second. I got I'm looking for something on his.
So while you're doing that, let me run through the litany of who we've had on.
Go ahead.
We've had Michael King, the author of The Bad War and many other books like Planet Rothschild, mm-hmm. Climate Boogeyman, The Real Roosevelts, Napoleon. Bunch of great books. St. Joseph of Wisconsin about, Joseph McCarthy.
Right, about McCarthy.
Et cetera, et cetera. And
he was right,
everybody. He has the Real History Channel, which is now realhistorychan.com, and he produces the anti-New York Times rebuttal.
Got the banned books.
Commentary.
The banned books
site? All of his books are banned on Amazon, so they're fantastic, and they are must-reads. Then we had
they are
Rudy
dangerous
Dent,
books,
who was
folks.
the
These are dangerous.
survivor.
Very dangerous.
Rudy Dent was a fireman for 9/11. We had him on. We need to have him back. We haven't talked to him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
We've
we
had
can get Rudy back on the show for sure.
Ron Kukau, who called in. He was a USS Liberty survivor.
Right.
Early on.
Another prominent guest we've had.
Right. We've had E. Michael Jones on the show.
Dr. E. Michael Jones, the amazing Dr. E. Michael Jones.
Yep.
Who can
we've
really,
Jim and
really
Joe
has a great
Rizzoli.
Way of presenting the Jewish problem. He really does. Without sounding like a raving lunatic, like I do.
He comes
when I
from
talk
the
about
Catholic point of view.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He does.
Very Catholic. Very
it's
Catholic.
It's really cool.
extremely Catholic
and
guy.
He,
yes.
Yeah, he talks about things in history that I never would have even thought of, and he has aspects about it that I never even thought of.
Yeah.
That's E. Michael
brilliant.
Jones.
Brilliant.
But his website is culturewars.com. Don't not Culture War, because that's Charlie Cuck.
Yeah, well, kind of similar.
Conservatard liberal Charlie
Cuck. Oh, that's
Cuck,
right. That's
Charlie
why
Kirk.
I knew I mixed that up.
Culture War. He tried to, yeah, they tried to call it Culture War, and they tried to dissuade people from E. Michael Jones, probably, you know, by grabbing a URL that's
well,
similar to
it's going
to
bring some
you know?
People to him by accident.
Yeah.
So that's a, that could
war.
Be a happy accident right there, because he's
true,
very hip
yeah.
to the truth.
Yep. So Culture Wars, and he has all his podcasts and videos on his site there. You can find him there. He's got his magazine.
Right.
And
our
he's got
podcast
all his
was
books.
On there.
Yep. The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit, one of his books, a huge book, massive
yeah.
amount of information in there. And then we had on, we had Mike King on again. We had Monica Schaefer on the show. Monica
yeah,
Schaefer
amazing,
was
Monica.
So awesome.
Marvelous Monica.
So she and her brother both went to jail in Germany for Holocaust denial.
For LOLocaust denial.
Should you go
for
to
Easter
jail
Bunny denial.
For
Bigfoot
for
denial,
Holocaust
right? You might
denial.
As well say that. You might as well say it's for Easter Bunny denial or something. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's all. I mean, you're right. What are you charged with? A Bigfoot denial? You know, there's. I mean, well, actually, there's actually a chance there is a Bigfoot. So there's no chance there was a Holocaust.
Zero well,
point zero. Oh man, we've done whole shows on that.
Greg, there was a
well, there
Holocaust.
There was, yeah,
like,
on Germans.
But they just kind of flipped the truth over on its
as
head.
Always.
So it was actually the Jews that committed Holocaust against the Germans. But before
always
that.
Always accuse the other side of that which you are doing. It's
yeah,
what they're
prior
doing
to that,
even
the
right
Jews
now. They're going to say when
Holocaust.
Trump wins this, when Trump's back on in power, they're going to say, oh, it's a coup. When that's exactly what they're doing. It's a coup. That's what they're. But they're going to accuse us of a coup. And you know
well,
what?
Well, that's part
who
of their.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's what they. That's one of
who
the
cares
rules for
what
radicals,
the enemy
that,
says or thinks? Who cares? We should
Saul
not care
Alinsky,
at all.
Saul Alinsky, the Jew, said, I think one of his rules for radicals was to accuse your opponent of what you're guilty of. But I think that's also part of the, either in the Talmud or part of the Protocols of Zion.
Yeah.
So it's a totally Jewish thing to do.
Communism is Judaic as it gets. And they paid Mao like $25 million to sell out his people. Amazing.
Yeah. So prior to
when
they took out Germany, and they committed a Holocaust, well, the Jews committed a Holocaust against Germany. Prior to that, they committed an even more massive Holocaust against the Russian people. There were 30 million by that time. They went on to kill another 30 million.
Right.
But they killed 30 million before World War II, so that's what Hitler saw coming and what he was
and nobody even talked, I mean,
trying to
you're
save
not
Europe
about in school
from.
At all.
No.
Nothing about
it's
that.
It's so criminal.
Zero.
So criminal.
It is criminal.
Taught.
Everything that they're doing is criminal. These criminals need to answer for it's time. And you know what?
Yeah,
Trump
it's
just
time.
Fired all those military advisors. Every single one of them were Jews. It was like five of them. It was hilarious.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the
military
list. It wasn't. It, yes, right. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, it's like, oh man. Oh, here we go. Let's see.
Well, not all Jews are evil.
It was
I mean,
five
Bobby.
Jews from the Defense Policy Board. Five angry genocidal supremacist Jews were served pink slips by President Trump: Henry Kissinger, Madeleine Albright, Jane Harmon, Eric Cantor, and Jamie Gorelick.
Oh,
They're
yeah,
fuming right now. See, they had them all, had all these war hawks on there, and it's perfect. Everything's going to be coming together in this second administration.
yeah,
this is when
it's
it starts
gonna happen.
happening, man.
Keep the momentum
Heads are going to be
going.
rolling. Oh God, I can't
Yep.
wait.
Yeah. Nah,
I
we're
love
done.
Trump.
Did
We're
you
done.
hear the
We're
way
done.
that Sydney?
We're
I
full.
like
We're
Cindy Powell, by
done
the
with these
way. Did
people.
you what? Did you hear Cindy Powell's speech when Rudy Giuliani gave his, speech? Not at the hearing, but when he gave his speech, and then he had
I've
Sydney
heard her
Powell go
several
up at the
times
end.
since this. I'm not sure which one you're talking referring to, but I have heard her
I
several
was
times
moved.
during.
It was interesting because
Yeah.
someone told me, they go, "Oh, she seems like she's on the spectrum. Like she doesn't have, there's no, she's just monotone and not much emotion." I'm like, her voice was cracking the whole time she was speaking, and I could hear the sincerity in her voice about how done we
She's
are as the
staying,
American
yeah.
people with
She's
this.
staying strong, is what she's
She's
doing.
the real deal, in my
Real deal.
opinion.
Oh, I agree. She's we the people's attorney. People were like, oh, she was fired from the Trump team. No, idiot. You
Was
can't be
never on the
fired from
Trump team.
something you were never hired for. She was
No, it's a
never on the
criminal.
Trump team. They're what, right, it's criminal cases.
The
It's a
parallel
two-prong
criminal.
attack. They're flooding the civil
Right.
courts and they're flooding the criminal courts with this stuff because
Right.
there's it's so overwhelming how much we got that it's just going to wreck the courts. And that's what it's doing, I think, right now. They're
Going
just
to be
getting
keeping everybody quite busy.
bombarded.
They have
What?
to streamline the constitutional process, and then the
Yeah.
criminal process has to go on in parallel. So that's what Sidney
There you
Powell and
go.
I think other attorneys that I'm not aware of yet are
Yes.
also working on. So it's just this
She's our
massive
attorney. She's the we the people.
uprising.
She's for us. That's right, exactly right.
People
She's
aren't going to
the
stand
people's
for it
attorney.
anymore. There's just no way.
No, we can't stand for it anymore. And
No,
I saw
nobody
a
wants
kind of
to be
rally
forced
on that. That's
vaccinated
the rally call
against their
there. It
will.
really is. Find militia. If God forbid these demons are take over. God forbid. God forbid. But then find militia. It's time. It's on. I got to find a militia to join. I need somebody that's ready to take action. I'll be ready for action then. Action. No more talk. Time for talk's over. If they do that, right? Yeah.
Well, Greg, you can be a little bit, what do you call it, subtle about whatever you're doing
Yeah, that's
there.
not me. I'm not subtle about anything. I wouldn't know the first thing to do unless I joined the right group. But I'm always been good about finding the right people for whatever I need. Look, that's how I got you for this show. This always happens. Where to go for the right information, like we were talking about. I've always been pretty good about that. Finding just trusting my inner discernment, trusting my inner self, what it tells me. It takes a while to learn that, but once you start trusting your inner you, then you're gonna meet the right people for stuff.
Yeah.
And
Yes.
guess what? It's all fantasy football anyway, because it ain't gonna happen. Trump is going to be president. It doesn't matter that I want to
He
play
already
army
is
if this
president
happens.
because he won.
Yes, he's gonna continue to be president. And I can't wait to watch just the whole meltdown. Oh my God, how entertaining is that gonna be, bro?
Meltdown.
Oh my God, the liberal meltdown when it
So
happens.
send
The
me, what
people
was
who
his
have no
name again?
idea, only
The
watch the
X-22,
news,
what was the
they
other
don't know
guy's
anything
name? It
else.
was Martin Bradley or Bradman Rip what?
I don't
X-20,
know,
not the
but
X-22 guy, but the guy you mentioned, aside from X-22.
Damn it, I remember that name, Brad Borman. My wife could tell me, but she's not here. She's out playing pool. She plays pool during the show.
Guys have a
Yeah,
pool table?
she don't want to hear it. Actually, she does listen. She does come back and listen to archives. Like she likes Michael King a lot, so
She
she wanted
goes
to
to the
hear those
bar and
shows.
plays pool, or she plays
Yeah,
pool at
she's
the
been doing
house?
that for 20-something years. In a league.
You don't have a
It's a
pool?
league, pool
Oh,
league.
okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
She's been doing that for a long time.
Pool.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Well, I didn't make it out to go visit you.
Oh, I know. Yep.
It's
Well, you'll have to come out
interstate
next year
travel is
when
just.
this. Let's see what happens first. This was a weird year. We couldn't do much. I mean, and then Yeah, I got my own little campground and stuff. So when it is time,
And
the
do it in
problem
the
is they're
springtime.
building everywhere around here. They're putting up developments
Oh,
everywhere. We got
no.
one right going in right next to us. I mean, we still have the
Are you
privacy of it.
serious?
Yeah, it's
See, this is
terrible.
the kind of
Yeah, big
stuff we
four
have to
40
stop
houses.
at the county level.
Oh, they
We have
ruined
to
it. They no,
stop
they
this.
sold it all out around here. It used to be rural and awesome, and now it's crowded and there's people everywhere. They're putting a house every freaking where they can, and it's sad.
Right.
It's sad. You know, I used to love it here. Now I'm starting to go, yikes. But I still have the privacy of our place. Once I'm in my place, you know, we're on 25 acres right in the middle of the woods, and it just, you know, once as soon as you pull in, we're on our own. We got a bubble. So that
You
part's
got
nice.
25 acres? That's great.
Yeah, I'm on 25 acres. Yeah,
Wow.
mostly woods, but there's fields too. I'm gonna build a mini bike track too. I got a mini bike I've been building, and it runs great. But I don't have a track yet. I go over on the trails, but you can't really hammer the trails because you got to go slow on them. But I want to build a track because I have a field right next to us. But I need some help with that because I need to get the tractor out and all that. It's not my tractor. I got to ask, you know.
Right.
So we'll see. It's going to take me a minute. Yeah, but I want to have it by next year because I want to build a go-kart after that. You know, stuff you really wanted to do when you're a kid but couldn't because you didn't have the money or whatever. Now I can, you know,
Do it.
do it. Yeah, it's more fun. The mini bike. This
Okay.
mini bike thing especially, I always loved them. I had a car, you know, I had got my hands on them before but never had any money to do anything to them when I was a kid. To ride them a little
Hey,
bit.
I popped over to the news. I popped over to the news on my phone.
Yeah.
California considers strict stay-at-home orders as coronavirus cases threaten to overwhelm hospitals. Lie.
Whoa,
Los
wow, they're
Angeles
making
Times.
stuff up.
It's just total lie. Okay, Washington Post. Two promising vaccines head to FDA review, setting scientific speed records.
Yeah, well, how
Oh,
come China
joy.
recovered without a vaccine, right? And why aren't there homeless people just dropping dead everywhere in California? There's encampments of 60. There's 60,000 homeless people in LA County or more. And why aren't they all dropping dead all over the place? They're in
Right,
encampments
exactly.
and stuff. What's
It's
going on with
obvious,
that?
yeah.
We've all brought that
News.
up. I mean, everybody's brought that up. This thing's a big hoax, man. I mean, yes, there's a real virus, of course. We're not saying that. There's a real virus, but it's not what the it's not the, the you know most people survive it when right like damn near everybody
Yeah, pretty much. It's just a flu.
yeah
Yeah.
it's a flu
So, best
they
of news.
weaponized this year's flu really
Time, the
yeah.
best of news. Portraits of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's favorite callers and the stories behind them. Oh, that's the best of news.
Right yeah the news. Well, it is funny to go through it and laugh at their blatant lies,
I'm
just
only
one
on
after the
BitChute
other.
now.
They're, you know, they're doubling and tripling down now too with on the mainstream media right now. Because when I'm at work, they have the news on, and it makes me insane, and I go nuts during it. But I think that's probably what they like when I do that because it's entertaining. Yeah, but yeah, they're just doubling and tripling down on Biden as the president-elect. They're not going to go out easy.
No, fuck no.
They're not. They're gonna keep hammering this away, and they want to create as much social unrest as possible when they have to finally fucking when they have to finally admit Trump as president. When they have to do that, it's gonna be this huge already. So I hope wherever everybody is that you stay safe, stay out of the big cities during any of that. Or if you have to, make sure you're armed. No, I don't go anywhere without a gun. I don't.
We know what's amazing to me is how the mainstream media, even the supposedly conservative mainstream media like Laura Ingraham and Tucker,
Tucker.
would encourage them to
Tucker.
concede. I spent so much time saying, "Oh, I like Tucker. I hate Fox News, but I like Tucker." Now I just can't stand any of that. Any of it. It's all just
Disney bought him,
Jewish
and you knew it was coming. He's
nonsense.
always probably been. I'm sure she's always been on. He's a commie in sheep's clothing, you know, wolf's clothing or whatever. A sheep in wolf. What did they say? I don't know.
Control dog.
Whatever the heck you call him, he's a fraud. The guy's not.
Well,
he's
Lenin
not on
did
our side.
say
he's
the
not a
best
patriot.
way. Yeah, Lenin
You're either a
did say
patriot or you're a commie now, right?
Right.
Or you're an idiot that doesn't know what's going on. It's one of the two. But the people who know what's going on are either fully aligning themselves with communism or fully aligning themselves with nationalism, just like it always has been.
And Lenin, the leader of the Communist Party of Russia, did say that in order to control the opposition, we lead it ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. No better way to control the opposition than to lead it ourselves.
So it's controlled op, which is everybody on the mainstream media. Every single
I'd like
person.
To see an example of how they did that in early Soviet Russia, though. If anybody has the... Because I've only heard that he said that. Only seen the quote.
Well, I think that revolution was particularly bloody, as we know, and they would just go around shooting people in the head all the time.
Right.
So I don't.
So
think
I don't know
that,
what the controlled opposition.
That's why
was.
We're trying to avoid that this time, right?
Yeah.
Is the idea. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it's a good thing we have, you know, guns to defend ourselves.
Right. They didn't have that. They might have had a Mosin laying around or something that they used for hunting.
They're laying it out in Europe just. Yeah, they're laying it
What's
down
that?
In Europe like you know, like it's no problem because the people can't defend themselves.
Oh, yeah. And the UK, gone. Australia, done. They all gave up their guns, and they didn't even give it up with a fight. But their guns were not – this place was founded on the principles of you know, keeping guns. It's in our DNA for this nation, and it wasn't in any of those. And
but
we're not going out like that.
Right here.
For very good reason. We're not going out like that, right, buddy? Nope.
Of course
we're not
going
to Australia.
Going like
they know it. They know it. They can't do it like that. You know, they can tax it to death. But who? I don't know anybody who's going to report anything or pay any of their filthy tax.
No, their strategy is economic. It's economic.
Right.
It's to starve you. It's to make it so you can't buy or sell.
Can't right. No more ammo.
To get rid of cash so that you can't buy or sell unless you have the right
political
opinion.
It's just part of the deal. They're not going to send the gun squads coming out to get people.
No.
You're right.
They're going to starve
you. You're right. It's all about taking you out economically. That you're going to tax it, make it so high that you can't afford to shoot.
Right.
Nobody can. You know, for recreation. Recreational shooting will be done if that's the case. Right?
So truth, that's the best weapon. Truth.
Always is.
Get out there and tell the truth.
Knowledge,
the truth you got.
Power.
Yeah, I saw a video tonight of a couple things I wanted to bring up. I saw a video tonight of a guy from Georgia arrested. What's the name of it? For not wearing a mask.
Another one where they're having the corruption hearing. Right.
Yeah, man arrested in Georgia, Costco. For not wearing a mask by maskless cops. By maskless cops.
I saw that, I think. Yeah.
And the guy was wearing a mask, actually. But they arrested.
Yeah, but they arrested
the owner of the Costco in Georgia. Find out what Costco that is so we can expose that owner of that Costco.
Wow.
I'll send you the video.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think people care.
Sounds like you don't either. Yeah.
No, if you're dumb enough to go shop at Costco, why are you in Costco? Why are you in Walmart? You know, if you have to go, I haven't gone there since any of this happened.
That's
none,
true.
None of those places. Not a,
why would you go to Costco?
Yeah. I'm not going to none
doing?
Of them. Right. What's wrong
right.
with you? Yeah.
Don't go to
why
Costco.
You gotta go there?
That's true. You're asking for it.
You
going
are.
To Costco.
These are commie-controlled things now. They control all the they're trying to control all the means of production, which is basic communism, collectivism, right there.
Right. Yeah. Wall Street loves communism. They always have.
Sure they do.
Wall Street.
And capitalism is nothing but slow-boil communism. And welcome to now
crony
full
capitalism.
Role.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, that's
capitalism.
Crony capitalism. It's still the same thing. It's capitalism. You can just scratch the crony right out of
it. It is, huh? So what would it be
so,
where small businesses rule
unregulated
the
capitalism.
Unregulated capitalism?
Yeah,
isn't that how crony capitalism happens?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is
sure,
it when
crony
small
capitalism
rules
just means
you're
keeping your friends and family in the loop and everybody else can go kick rocks. That's basically what
so
it
what
is.
is it yeah so what is it when small business rules the roost? Is that that's not laissez-faire capitalism?
It sounds like fascism to me, baby.
Unregulated.
It sounds like fascism to me.
When small business rules the roost,
right.
It's fascism.
Yeah, it sounds like terrorism. If small businesses are thriving, that sounds like
terrorism.
Sorry.
Domestic terrorism.
That's white. That's the white nationalism. That sounds like.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Anti-Semitism.
No, definitely anti-Semitic. Oh, it's definitely
that. Small business. You own a small business.
Yeah,
you're
small business being successful, mom and pops. Yeah. Right. Keeping community going. You know. That's. Oh man. Amazing. Yeah, now it's all just big, giant, mega corporations. There's only a few that run and control everything.
COVID has served that so well.
Oh, yeah.
Served that so well.
Yeah, they'll keep a Walmart open,
businesses.
But that same mom and pop we're talking about has to close for this. And they're running them right out of business and pretty much just laughing. They're just laughing at us for doing it, too. I'm sure. It's time. It's time to take these. This is it, man. Where do we, you know? What else? There'll never be another election that any, you know, what Republicans are going to, or conservative people are even going to participate in another one?
Well, that's a great question. Right. We'll have to start a new system and just give the finger to their system.
We need
and
a
just
national
ignore them.
System with a national ID, of course. That, of course, we do, and it'll make them fair. And you get none of this crap going online or having programs or anything like that. These things were made complex and convoluted for that reason, so that they could get away with it. And you know what? They've been doing it for a long time, and they know they've been doing it for a long time. They know where they've been doing it for a long time. They know how they've been doing it for a long time. When are they going to finally stop them? Well, I think it's when is we're there. I think we're there now. I think they're going to be stopped. Don't you? It's looking like it.
So speaking of, they've been doing it for a long time. So playing devil's advocate here, I think. Like,
60 years.
Isn't that what? I haven't heard the counter arguments of the left yet. But won't they come out and say that, hey, if they've been doing it for a long time, then that's what they did in Trump's election, too. So his is, we need to go back and inspect that as well, right?
Well, Hillary was told she had it and all that, but they actually had a for real glitch. And they underestimated Trump. That was two things. First thing was they underestimated Trump. And they should have never done that. And I don't know if they're doing that now. They didn't now. They knew what he was going to be able to pull off. So they underestimated him, and then secondly, their machine, it malfunctioned for the Hillary thing, and that's why she wouldn't come out of hiding for 6 days or whatever. So, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Was that what do you?
I forget where I read about how that went down. You know, that she was given the assurances that she had it in the bag. I mean, the media, everything was told her, and then. It didn't happen, obviously, and it has been a coup on our side. We've been taking, I mean, we got in there. However they got in, who cares? I'm glad they did it. I believe they've had Trump as their guy for a long, long time, ever since they started this plan in the early 60s, in 1963, when they started this plan. That's what I think is going on. That's my conspiracy theory, and I sure hope it's going to – and most of my conspiracy theories have come true, so I'm pretty sure this one's going to too.
It's been a long time since we've talked about Holocaust revisionism. We just touch on it a little bit here and there in each show.
So
that was nice. We had Frank Raymond on the show. I was going through everybody we talked about. We had I left off with Monica Schaefer. We've had Joe Rizzoli, Jim Rizzoli.
Right.
We've had Frank Raymond and Brian Rue on the show.
Yes.
Now, or later. Or,
yep.
We've
had a who's
who
the
did
global
I miss?
Truther community on here, that's for sure.
Fred Luchter. We had him on. And we've had Dave Gaharry and... and
Michael,
Thomas Goodrich.
Michael
We had
Goodrich,
them on.
yeah.
That's how we
Michael
met
Thomas
Dave
Goodrich.
Gaharry. And Dave Gaharry is a regular
Yep.
guest on David Duke's show. Did you know that?
Oh, that's awesome. Good for him.
The guy who sent us the books?
Yeah, yeah.
What a great guy he is. Really great
yeah,
guy.
Fantastic. Oh, he deserves it. That's
yeah.
good. I hear David Duke is a hard act to, you know, because he takes over the whole thing. But that's all right. I mean, it's his show. Let him do it.
He
his
definitely
show. What do you
does,
care?
yeah.
Yeah. Well, if it's his show, I guess by definition.
Yeah.
It's the David
He's
Duke
got a
show.
Lot of great things to say. Definitely, yeah.
That works. You get your own show. You can do it.
Yeah,
do
he has Andrew Carrington Hitchcock on his show regularly.
Right, yeah, I see
and,
that all the time. Right.
Mark Collette. And Mark Collette manages to get in there and say some really – he is incredibly Mark Collette is incredibly articulate. He's just really able to make great points, I think. Yeah, it's good on a talk show. We should invite him
right.
on our show.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know a way to get a hold of him.
He's in the UK, right? I don't know if he lives in the UK. I can't believe he hasn't been arrested.
I don't want anybody overseas where they have hoax of cost denial laws getting in trouble talking about it.
I don't think he goes there really too much.
Oh, okay.
But he talks about the, you know, white genocide and all the
right.
double standard happening. And he'll,
yeah.
you know, mention the Jay.
Jaybirds.
The Jaybirds.
yes, yes, yes.
Well, this is America.
Yeah.
And I will never
well,
stop
yeah,
being
this is
an
it,
American.
Everybody. This is
and being
it.
An American to me means
our,
telling the
we
truth.
We are at our cusp.
We don't
at our
let
cusp.
Jewish hate speech laws stop us from telling the truth.
No. It inspires me to tell it more.
These people have declared themselves our enemies.
Yep,
and
the enemies,
more they
the
keep
people.
Trying to silence us, the louder we're going to get. Because
sure.
we are exposing their crimes.
There you go.
Their
all these
criminal history
now. We have to let them do that.
Is going to be exposed, and they're going to have to,
let them
I don't know, repent for their sins.
It's easier than to, you know, back up your side when you have, you know. But once again, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot, like the great Mark Twain said. And there's plenty of those. These people.
I know.
Fought, yeah, there's people for the TV. They have the TV to do all their thinking for them. They're never, ever going to get this stuff we're talking about.
Right.
Ever. It doesn't matter what
they're
you're
showing. Lemmings. Yeah.
Right. But
they
right,
gotta
there's
figure
enough
out a
people
strategy.
That are going to get it. This great awakening that's coming, there's enough that are going to get it that it makes it totally worth doing, and it's going to put us just way over the top for finally to have some righteous injustice start happening again.
Yes.
Got to happen. The people are demanding it. We, the people, are demanding no more communism here. Demanding it. No more.
We should learn from what happened in the Russian Revolution with the
we
white.
Know. You and I know what happened over there. And
well,
a lot of people don't understand what communism is and how dangerous it is. And
no,
like,
no, I'm talking about
you know?
What mistakes they made and. In allowing the communists to take over, you realize that Jacob Schiff, the Wall Street banker, pumped $25 million into
there's
the
a number
early,
yep, what they paid Mao,
which is about $500 million in today's money.
Right.
So that's just one thing. They have the money on their side.
Still do.
Oh yeah.
Still do.
They still have
truth.
This
that's all really,
system.
Literally, all we have is truth.
Truth.
Yikes.
I know.
But that's it. Oh man. Yeah.
Well, we just keep telling the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Oh, speaking of that, hey, that's what we got to get on the show is Gerard Manoohan.
Yep,
so
we've
got to
yep,
figure out how
good.
To get a hold of him. You go ahead and talk, Greg. I'm going to go ahead and figure out.
No,
how to
you know what?
Gerard
I got. I kind of have a toothache tonight. I'm going to the dentist.
Okay, yeah.
In the
let's
morning.
Call it early. All right.
Yeah. So I was going to say, you know, as always, don't believe what you're not allowed to question. And we brought up some good topics tonight, and mostly how important this election really is.
I got to find
and
the
then
Arizona.
Next week, hopefully, we'll have our technical difficulties all straightened out.
Yeah. I'm going to look
buddy.
For the Arizona hearing.
All right, cool. All right, yeah. Hit me up.
Send it
whatever.
To me.
I'll be up for a while.
You...
Okay, everybody. Have a good night. Thank you.